Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Light of Truth Radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
I am your host, Michael Boldea, and we're getting close to go time, kids. Although this is a recording, we are not going live because the dangers and the snares would be too many. Every time we go live, something happens where we just can't log on or the server is down or something. And I think this is an important enough program where it warranted it being recorded. This is the last Light of Truth broadcast before the United States elections. And so by the time we're together again next Thursday, the votes will have been cast, as it were. I'm highly optimistic that we will also know the winner of the elections by next Thursday. And I've had a lot of people panic calling. I've had a lot of people panic texting. I've had a lot of people panic emailing. And it's very reminiscent of 2016. In 2016, the days leading up to the election, apparently all hope was lost. I had people beside themselves thinking that Pantsuit Barbie, a.k.a. Hillary Clinton, a.k.a. who we gonna kill this week, was going to be president. And I said, all you can do is all you can do. Go, vote whomever you'll be voting for. If I were you, I told the individuals I wouldn't give up hope so readily. Look, it's a carbon copy of 2016. And this is why I am optimistic. I'm going to go through a litany, a list of things that I'm noticing that have nothing to do with the polling. Because I think that if Donald Trump was able to accomplish anything in these last 4 years, is put a lot of pollsters out of business. The polling industry, as we know it, is dead. That chubby guy on Fox News, Frank Luntz, needs to find a new career. Because that's it. It's done. There is no such thing as accurate polling anymore. Because the poll numbers say one thing, everything else says something totally different. So I may be missing the mark completely on this, although my gut tells me I'm not. Although I think I've been able to hit the bullseye more often than most. Without claiming the mantle of a prophet, you know, as some like to do. So this is my breakdown. This is my analysis. This is why I think that it will be a historic election. It's not going to be 49 states the way Reagan did it. I don't think we're ever going to see that kind of win again on either side, because quite frankly, the nation is too polarized. Reagan won before the time of Twitter, before the time of Facebook, before the time of Google, before the time of propagandists being able to leech propaganda into the bloodstream of this nation nonstop. Now, if Donald Trump pulls this off, if the win will be as big as I envision it to be, then one thing will have been certain. People in this country are not so easily duped. And once the dust settles, because there will be dust, no matter who wins, there will be dust. If Where Am I wins, then every ne'er-do-well, every anarchist, every piece of human detritus that masquerades as a human being will feel emboldened to continue burning, looting, killing, robbing, raping, and all the other, you know, peaceful things they've been doing for the last, what, 8 months. Now, if the big orange man wins, then, of course, they will lose their minds anew, as happened in 2016. But this time, apparently, it won't be enough to just yell at the clouds. You know, we've all seen the meme of that, you know, potentially mentally disturbed young lady just on her knees yelling, "No!" Well, that won't satisfy these people anymore. So there will be a tendency for violence. There will be a tendency to, you know, let off some steam, as it were. But I do believe that it can be curbed quickly. I believe that if necessary, the Insurrection Act could be brought into play. And yes, anyone that loots, that burns, that hits somebody without provocation, anyone that sets cars on fires or attacks police, non-negotiable 10 years federal prison. And you'll see how quickly the streets will be cleared and peace will reign anew. So, let's get back to how we started the program, because I do believe I have some insight that is, well, call it unique. Because there are too many people looking at the polls and they're losing their minds. There's no reason to lose your mind. I know that everyone's been to a mall, hopefully. If you haven't been to a mall, then even Amish people go to malls, because I was going to say then you're Amish. But then if you're Amish, you're not on the internet. But even Amish people go to the mall. The funnest thing that I see whenever I go to a mall sometimes is, you know, just an Amish family walking around eating, you know, chocolate dipped ice cream. It's beautiful. So you've all been to the mall. Every mall has a food court. Now imagine that in that food court, there were two competing restaurants. One of them had a line outside the building, wrapping around the mall twice. And the other one had one pink-haired obese lady that smelled like patchouli and cabbage with a septum piercing standing in line. Which would you assume does better business? Which would you assume has the better product? Which would you assume would likely win a best of contest? What we need to acknowledge, and this is painful because it makes this nation a banana republic. And it's something that I've strived to flee, is that if not for Facebook, if not for Google, if not for cheating outright, this wouldn't even be a contest. I'm baking all these things into the cake, and still, I'm giving Donald Trump a gigantic win. Again, I may be completely wrong. I may be missing something that other people are seeing. But you could virtue signal all you want. When you're in that voting booth and you have to decide between the safety of your family and keeping a roof over your head and having a job and not being taxed to death, and the opposite of all those things, guess who you're going to pull the lever for? Because right now it's dangerous, even in a place like Wisconsin, to voice your support for this administration. Signs are being burnt, torn down, spray painted, anything and everything. People are being accosted for wearing Trump gear. But in that booth, no one can accost you. In that booth, you don't have to answer for why you support this administration. So back to the mall analogy. If you saw one restaurant have a line out the door, wrapping around the building twice, people standing in line and not even being bothered by it. I mean, mile-long lines, people standing in Wisconsin weather. Yesterday, it was in the 40s. It's not pleasant. But people do it joyfully. And then you see the other place with the girl with the septum piercing. And she's angry, and she's threatening the person behind the counter that if she doesn't get her way, if it's not exactly how she wants it, even though it's a burger place, she wants a taco, and you better have that taco because I'm entitled to my taco. And she's angry and bitter and callous. You ask yourself, which side looks like it's winning? Again, I am including the very real possibility, and I think right now it's a probability, that the polling system in this country, or at least the people that made a living off polling, need to find new jobs. It's dead. Done. Because right now, what is it? The latest thing is Philadelphia? Philadelphia's burning to the ground, and guess why? Because context matters. Look, okay, if we're going to agree that if you have a certain color pigment, or that if you have a certain amount of melanin in your skin, then you can walk up to a cop and stab him in the face and he can't reciprocate and he can't shoot you back, or as Joe said, try to shoot him in the leg. Then fine, we'll all agree to this. And nobody's going to want to be a cop. Because I'm sorry, there are no individuals in this country that want to sign up for a job where all they are is sacrificial lambs. Where if somebody is of a certain, you know, melanated color, they can't defend themselves. A man stabbed his mother. Then he walked out with a knife, attempting to attack the police. The police shot and killed him. And guess what? Philly up in flames. Philly up in flames. I know, it's you know what? Social justice demands that we loot the Walmart. That'll show them. Come on, people. Everything's an excuse to a criminal. These people are criminals. They don't give a whit about a man who was probably just insane getting shot for attacking a cop with a knife after killing his own mother. So let's contextualize these things a bit before we, you know, oh, there go the cops killing another. Just, you know, oh, just, you know, pillar of society. They killed another pillar of society. Apparently there's a new low standard for pillars of society. Every one of these individuals who the country's getting burnt down over, I'm sorry, is not angel. Is even, you know, with the low standard this present Pope has, I don't think any of them would have been sainted. So, you know, let's just throttle back a bit. Now, everything that is happening nationwide has to be taken into context. And this whole internet age is a double-edged sword. Because people aren't getting their information solely from CNN or MSNBC or Fox. Most of the people I know, my age, a little older and a lot younger, get their information from the interwebs. And there is no way to police the information coming out. There's no way to gatekeep this kind of stuff, even though they're trying. I mean, there's newspapers having their Twitter accounts shut down for tweeting a proven, with evidence, news article about one Hunter Biden and his predilection for the crack. And, of course, you know, his business dealings. They tried to keep a lid on it, but, man, you can't. You just can't. It's the information age, kid. And the information will get out. So, and I guarantee you, pardon me while I sip my delicious beverage, that even their polling regarding the much coveted suburban housewife or suburban mom or suburban career woman is skewed. And the reason is this. Everyone with an ounce of sense has to acknowledge and realize that once locusts get done with depleting the resources of the place they're currently at, the locusts will inevitably spread out. You see, because, which, and this is the saddest thing of all, is that the new Democrat talking point is that, hey, suburban people have nothing to worry about regarding the looting because it's all happening in the inner cities. That's just sad on its face. That's racist on its face. But I guarantee you, as sure as we're living in October, that it will not be isolated to the suburbs, to the inner cities much longer. Because there will be a depletion of resources. There won't be anything left to loot. There won't be anything left to steal. There won't be anything left to burn. And so, as any band of locusts does, they will spread out. And I guarantee you, I don't care how much people try to pander. I don't care how much people try to virtue signal. I don't care how many Biden signs they have in front on their front lawn. When they're in that voting booth, they will contextualize all of these things. They will contextualize everything that's been happening in this country for the last 8 months. And unless you are a self-loathing individual, unless you hate your life so much that you want to see it brought to ruin, I don't see a Joe landslide. I'm sorry, even with Santa Joe promising free everything, it's impossible to give away all the things that they've promised to give away. I'm going to return to my mall analogy one more time. Because, again, they are doing everything humanly possible to cheat their way to a win here. And I'm sorry, I know, oh, you're always assuming they cheat. I guarantee you, in some area, in some state, voter turnout will be 160%. I kid you not, at some point there will be a news report saying, well, voter turnout was 160% in the little town of Pennsylvania. Which is impossible. Even 100% is a stretch, because let's face it, not 100% of the people are going to go vote. John Piper's not going to go vote. That's a whole different thing. Don't even get me started. Don't even get me started. All right, I'm sorry you're dying, John. You're on your way out. But you know what? Don't smear the walls with feces before you go, huh? Unbelievable. These self-righteous people get my goat to such an extent that, no. But that's what you get when, I guess, your entire belief system hinges on the fact that, you know, eternity's a game of, you know, go pass go, and the deck is stacked against you from the beginning, because if you don't get picked in the lineup, no matter what you do, you didn't get picked. You're not on our team. But don't get me started, because it's just, it'll make me angry. And I realize I'm more entertaining when I'm angry. However, I don't want to get angry today. I'm in a good mood. It's cold in Wisconsin, but the sun is out. And I'm not, look, because I've had people, well, when you do your program, make sure you go through Trump's list of accomplishments. Personally, from a purely personal point of view, his list of accomplishments these last 4 years, too numerous to number, so I'm not even going to go into them. Educate yourself. Stop trying to get spoon-fed by either Tucker Carlson or Rachel Maddow. I don't care who you listen to. Honestly, Tucker's a rock. But that's neither here nor there. Educate yourself. Do a little research. For the last 4 years, this man has been demonized. And he's been demonized to the point that even John Piper comes out, well, I'm just not going to vote for anybody because he's unrepentant. Well, thank you, John, for playing Jesus. Thank you, John, for playing God and St. Peter all in one. You know what? I don't know whether Donald Trump's repentant or unrepentant. But you know what? Within this context, as far as my personal decision on voting, it doesn't matter, because I'm not voting for my next pastor or spiritual leader. I'm voting for somebody that will govern the nation, and I have a binary choice between a corrupt politician who's been in power for 47 years, who's been on the dole and on the take and been doing side deals since he got hair plugs back in the 80s, someone who has a vice president that despises Christians and Christianity to no end, somebody that will take every single freedom you hold dear, and the big orange man that's unrepentant of his lascivious lifestyle. Thank you, John Piper. We can't take the win. We can't. It's not in our nature to nod our head and go, at least he's standing up for persecuted Christians. At least he's standing up for life. At least he defunded Planned Parenthood. At least he's against baby murder. No, no, no. He's unrepentant of his lascivious lifestyle. Talks like a New York builder, because he is. I'm sorry. What was it? The latest thing that just came out: a pastor of a mega church was arrested for urinating on a woman on a flight. So thank you, holier than thou, John Piper. Come on. You have supposed spiritual leaders, and this is where we don't make the difference. This is where we don't delineate. One is a governing body of a nation that passes laws that affect you. His spiritual life will be between him and God. God will judge him for his sins. God will determine whether he's repentant or not. But as far as policy that will ensure that I won't be in a cage in 3 years because I won't denounce Jesus, one is clearly better than the other. But we can't take the win.
Like, well, you know, he says naughty words once in a while.
And mega church pastors are getting caught with male escorts getting high on meth. Mega church pastors are getting caught in adultery and leaving their wives and marrying another. Mega church pastors are getting caught urinating on people on flights for no reason other than maybe they just felt like it. But no. No, no, no. John Piper has an issue with Donald Trump's spirituality. Notice that he didn't say anything about Donald Trump's policy. So it's not about substance here. It's about his tweeting and his words and the fact that John Piper has determined that Donald Trump is unrepentant. I will not make that determination about anyone because it's not my place. It's between a man and God, and man will answer before God for what he did and didn't do. I work out my own salvation with fear trembling. I don't have the time to be worried about Donald Trump's. Do I pray that he's repentant? Of course I do. I pray Joe Biden's repentant. But if you're repentant, if you have metanoia, if you have a new mind, you can't be thumbs-upping murdering babies to the point of birth. Sorry, not sorry. And while we're at it, if you're in church singing, "Great is thy faithfulness," and you vote for baby murder, you know what? Sorry, not sorry. There's an issue there. And the fact that somebody like John Piper is not seeing it is beyond annoying. Look, we deserve whatever's coming down the pike. Whether it's another 4 years to do the work, whether it's another 4 years of relative freedom, or a dystopian future the likes of which you can't even imagine. We deserve either one. Because you have spiritual luminaries insisting that Joe Biden's policies and Donald Trump's previous foibles in life are interchangeable as far as severity. Mi scusi, no, they're not. And if anybody insists this, they're a liar. And they're trying to influence you in one way or another. If Donald Trump manages to pull this off, tell me how you can't see providence in it. By the end of this, apparently the only people not against this man will be his wife and one of his kids. You've got the entire media machine just blaring propaganda nonstop. You've got an entire media machine covering for Slow Joe the way they covered for Barack Obama, of course, the way they didn't vet Barack Obama, of course. But see, it's not the fact that they're biased that troubles me. It's the fact that they're disingenuous. Because while they're biased, they insist that there's no bias there. Oh, no, we're just reporting the news. Well, I'm sorry. If you were reporting the news, Joe Biden would have had to pull out of the presidential race. Because the stuff that's coming out is not very pretty. And if his crack addict son was unintelligent enough to drop off a laptop in Delaware and never pick it up with everything from pictures to video to emails to everything, underage girls supposedly on him, then what do you think every single government in every single country he's been to has on him? Because these people will not pamper you in five-star hotels and send delectables on silver trays, as it were, without making sure that they have a video and audio perhaps, but surely video of all your extracurricular activities. This is how Jeffrey Epstein, who was a nobody school teacher, became a billionaire overnight. Because once you have, let's call it, compromising materials on an individual, All you have to do is twist. That's it. This is why, again, I look at the voting pattern of John Roberts of the Supreme Court. Oh, by the way, we're going to get to the Supreme Court, too. What did I tell you? When was it? 2 months ago. If they are raging about something, that's the thing you have to do. And thankfully, I know, she's a Catholic. It's not a win. It's a loss. She's a Catholic. I've gotten the emails. Guess what? Better than anyone Joe Biden would have put up. Sorry, that's just the reality. In the least, intelligent woman, capable woman, pro-life woman. But she's a Catholic. This is why we can't have nice things. That's a saying my mom had, because me and my brothers were, let's just call it rough, with the things in the house. I mean, we would, you know, throw footballs, and sometimes it would clip a lamp, and the lamp would break, and it's not as though they were expensive lamps. $199 at the Goodwill is not what I would call extravagant. However, every time we broke something, or every time we dinged something, or every time something was stained, and believe me, it was hard to tell the stains on the shag carpet, but my mom would notice them somehow. This was her thing. This is why we can't have nice things. And I'm coming to that conclusion as far as Christians are concerned. I'm not talking about Republicans. I'm not talking about the right wing. I'm talking about Christians. Because nothing is ever good enough for Christians, and everything's about the Rothschilds and the NWO. And why vote anyway? They're both shills. They're both in the pocket of the NWO. Well, one of them's demonstrated that is not. The other one would be willing to take money from the Pol Pot himself. So, you know, there's no way you can convince some people. And if I push too hard and if I start spitting facts, as the kids like to say, I've been accused of being a shill now. Michael Voltia has been compromised because he insists that when you put a side-by-side of who Joe, where am I, Biden, and Donald J. Trump are, the whole character thing goes out the window. And I think this is one of the reasons that the first debate went the way it did, is because Donald Trump was trying to demonstrate that Joe Biden is not good old Uncle Joe. He's not a nice guy. He's not a decent human being, as opposed to Donald Trump and his philandering ways. Again, do you want me to comprise a list of megachurch pastors and televangelists who've been married and divorced more than once? And if I do that, will you promise never to send them money again because they've been married and divorced more than once? So basically, you're holding Donald Trump, who we all know as Donald Trump, up to the same standard as you would your spiritual leader, your spiritual head, your spiritual authority, your spiritual father, as some people like to say it. That's insane. If you can't hold your spiritual betters up to a higher standard than Donald Trump, then the problem isn't Donald Trump. The problem is your spiritual betters. But I know, John Piper is the same. God bless, God bless. Sorry, I've read his books. I'm not a Calvinist, but I still like the way he presents the gospel. This time, not going to bite. Something's up. Don't know who, don't know how. But if you read, It wasn't that long ago. What, 2012, 20? Go to his Desiring God webpage, because see, I do my research, kids. Back in the olden days when Bush was running, John Piper was very enthusiastic about telling people that they must vote, and that not voting was sinful somehow. Is George Bush a saint? Hardly. Yet, John Piper insisted you need to do your civic duty. I know I'm back to that, but it rubbed me so raw. Because, again, I'm going to lay this out one last time, because this is the last one. This is it. Come next Thursday, we'll get back to 1 Samuel 17 or something close to it. Unless the, election's contested until January, then we'll have some fun. But this election in the year of our Lord 2020 is not about Republican and Democrat. If you think that that's what it's about, you are wrong. Every single person, guaranteed, that escaped from Romania, that escaped from Russia, that escaped from Cuba, that escaped from communist countries and came to America to find freedom, every single one is voting for Donald Trump. And ask yourselves why. If socialism and Marxism are such great things, if they're the next best thing since sliced bread, why would every single individual who escaped that sort of government be dead set against it? Why would they vote against something that was so glorious? I mean, look at some interviews with Cubans from Florida regarding this election. The hair on the back of my neck started standing up. They're in unison going, dude, we escaped what you people are trying to bring in. Tyranny. We escaped communism. And you know what? I'm sorry. A guy like Che Guevara or Castro was eons smarter than someone like Kamala Harris. And because she knows she's not smart, she will use tyranny all the more. Because we're not talking about Slow Joe here. Slow Joe's on his way out. They're measuring him for a casket. If he survives the election 3 weeks in, they're probably going to, 25th Amendment. This is the thing that when you see it, I hope we don't see it, personally, I don't believe that Joe Biden will be president. But if he is, the same talking heads, the same grinning faces that told you Joe was all there, that there was nothing wrong with Joe's synaptic response. He's a brilliant man from Delaware. You just don't get his genius. Come on, man. Those same people will turn around and say, well, yeah, something's definitely wrong with Joe. Look at him. He can't string a sentence together. We need to, bring in the 25th Amendment and make Kamala president. Because this was the plan and plot all along. And she's a commie. And look. If you think the Democrat Party is still the Democrat Party, you got another thing coming. This is full-on Marxism. And another thing that they're not counting for. Another thing that nobody seems to be talking about are what I would coin Trump Democrats. Remember back in the day, there were Reagan Democrats? I guarantee you, more people than you could possibly imagine are Trump Democrats. because even though they identify as Democrat, they see what their party has become, and it terrifies them. Because not every person that votes Democrats wants a communist utopia. Not every person that votes Democrat wants to live in a Portland or a Seattle. There are so many reasons to be optimistic about next Tuesday. And if it weren't for the media, if it weren't for the cheating, I'd be beyond optimistic. I'd guarantee a win. The deck is stacked against this president. However, the deck was stacked against this president 4 years ago. Remember when, what was it? Hillary's chance of winning 97% or 99%. All the odds in Vegas, people betting millions of dollars that she would win. See, they tried to assure that they wouldn't make the same mistakes they made back in 2016. Again, what they're not accounting for is that in 2016, Donald Trump was an unknown. He was unquantifiable as far as his politics are concerned. A lot of Christians didn't go out and vote because they thought once he got in, if he got in, he'd turn hard left. He's had 4 years to demonstrate that, you know what? He stands up for religious freedom. He's had 4 years to demonstrate that he is against murdering babies. He's the only president that spoke at the Right to Life rally. Reagan didn't even do that. We've had 4 years where the man has demonstrated that you can take on China and win. Up until February, the economy was going gangbusters, and right now it's reviving again. And again, this is another thing. Every time the other side thinks it has a shot, they unload prematurely. They just before you see the white of your enemy's eyes, their clip's already empty. And they've done this with coronavirus as well. They ramped up the panic so much that right now it's worn off. Nobody's panicking anymore except their voters. And they're realizing that the mail-in ballot scam didn't work so well for them. And so now they're encouraging people to go out and vote in person. But up until today, they were telling people that they should stay in their basements and mail in their votes. Because that's what these people do. If you can't win in a fair fight, change the rules. And I think the average American citizen is sick and tired of having the rules changed on him over and over and over again. The average American citizen is sick and tired of some people being immune to prosecution, being immune to arrest, even though they are destroying cities, they're destroying businesses, they're destroying things that people worked a lifetime to build up. I think the average American is sick and tired of it. The average American also realizes that if they speak up, if they pop their head over the crowd, they're going to get slaughtered. But you know what? In the voting booth, no one can call you a racist, misogynist, xenophobe. Because that's why it's the voting booth. You cast your ballot. Go and do it. If you haven't done it, if you haven't early voted, go and do it. I'm going on election day because I know that there will be a sea of people. And nearly one Joe Biden supporter there. Because they're all hiding in their basement. You've succeeded, mass media. You've scared the Democrat base into staying home on election day. Good on you. And the reason they're panicking is because all the early results coming in as far as mail-in voting isn't trending their way. Sorry. You can lie to people, but people have eyes. You can lie to people, but people have, you know, hopefully they have the ability to reason and use logic. And they scratch their head looking at the screen going, all right, I know that my neighborhood is burning right now. I know that my next door neighbor got punched in the eye by a kid in a black hoodie. But here's Don the homosexual lemon telling me it's all peaceful. Look, I know that my governor is the one that put sick people in old folks' home and killed retirees by the thousands. I know this. It was demonstrated. But here's Anderson, the homosexual Cooper, telling me that Donald Trump did it. Look, hopefully people understand civics well enough to understand that what's happening in their state, whether good or bad, is largely due to their state representation. If you happen to be living in California and you're still on lockdown, oh, by the way, remember, 15 days to flatten the curve. We're on day 230 almost. How'd that work out? If you happen to be living in California and you still can't open your business, it is not the fault of Donald Trump. It is the fault of your governor, Senor Newsom. And you know what? Because that's another thing. I know I keep jumping back and forth, but this is the last one. This is it. And I don't think there's anyone undecided in this country. But just in case someone happens upon this broadcast that is undecided, I'm trying to make a case for you to be smart. What was it? During the debate, the big thing was, other than, you know, Joe Biden saying that, I never said I want to do away with fracking. And it was a genius move. Even before the debate was over, there was a montage on Donald Trump's Twitter about all the times Joe Biden said he wanted to do away with fracking. And you know what? That's Pennsylvania. That's done. With what's happening in Philadelphia right now, Pennsylvania is going red. I don't care how the polling hashes it out. Recently, Donald Trump pulled his advertising out of Florida. That means Florida's in the bag. It's not, he's run out of money. No. He moved the advertising to Minnesota because guess what? They think Minnesota's in play. Again, time will tell. But for all the pseudo-prophets and all the intellectuals that said Donald Trump was the worst thing since Hitler. If by some cosmic joke, Joe Biden becomes president, you'll understand what true tyranny is. And at some point, you will weep and gnash your teeth, and I will have no compassion or empathy for you. Because you chose to be a bloviating, pontificating, self-righteous turd, rather than use your God-given reason and logic. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry. There's only so much empathy that I have. And it's reserved for people who deserve it. But back to, and again, it was a good debate. I think everything, it was sort of a Mordecai moment, because everything that they tried to use against Donald Trump made him appear all the more presidential, including that whole cutting off the mic thing. But Joe Biden was going on and on between his moments of sanity and moments of lucidity. He was going on and on about the Heroes Act and how it was that, you know, it was Donald Trump's fault that the Heroes Act had not been passed. But see, the Heroes Act is a bloated package that would give billions upon billions of dollars to the coastal states that damage their own economy by their own stupidity. Basically, it would bail out people for being stupid. And the other 47, 48 states, because I think it was supposed to go to New York, California, and one other state, I don't know. But the other 47 states, I don't think the taxpayers would look too kindly on having their tax dollars, money that they earned, that they had to give to government in order for government not to arrest them. I don't think they'd be too happy with that money going to, oh, I don't know, California, yay, or New York, for not being able to balance their budgets, for not being competent to run their state. That's just my feeling on the subject. And again, look, if your mind as to whom you're going to vote for will get made up by B-list actors in Hollywood, then please, please stop listening to this program. It's not for you. This is not for you. If you decided on who to vote for, not in your own best interest, or your children's future, but because some has-been actor came on YouTube and said, Joe's my guy, I'm riding with Biden, then please, no, 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 never listen to this program again. And you know what? I think the reason they're trying so hard is to prove to themselves that they still have influence over the average citizen. I think this is why they're so insane about trying to get Donald Trump out of office. He's the physical embodiment of their failure. He's the physical embodiment of their inability to influence individuals. Could you imagine thinking that you were beloved and you had a trove of followers who would do anything you told them to do, and then they don't show up? And Donald Trump gets into office and he's there for 4 years? That's why they despise the man. It's because he exposed their irrelevance. And they're hoping that it was a fluke. They're hoping that now everyone will fall in line and listen. But you know what? And this is another thing in the plus column for us. Crackheads, math heads, and pot smokers in general are not very dependable people, because that's pretty much the base of the Democrat Party. You look at the pictures of those who are getting arrested in Portland. You look at the pictures of those who are getting arrested in Seattle, and that's pretty much it. That's the base: potheads, crackheads, and meth heads. They're not very dependable when it comes to showing up anywhere or voting. They've already gotten theirs. They already looted the Walmart and got themselves some crackers and cheese. Why should they go vote for one white guy over another, huh? For that old guy who, you ain't black. Come on, how condescending. Seriously. Seriously. If you listen to Joe, my dentures just flew out of my face, Biden, and you happen to be of the African-American or black persuasion, and you also happen to, I don't know, believe that being pro-life is central to your identity, and you hear him go, if you don't for me, you ain't black. Imagine how little someone like Joe Biden thinks about you. That your entire identity as a human being is wrapped up in whether or not you voted for him. Who's the racist? Because I know that's the other thing. Donald Trump's racist. I don't see it. If he's a tyrant, he's very bad at it. If he's a racist, he's very bad at it. If he's anti-Christian, he's very bad at it. Or he isn't all the things that they accuse him of being. Next Tuesday, kids. It'll be fun. As I said last time, get your war paint on. Do what you need to do. And if you happen to be a John Piper fan, well, today is the day you must hang your head low. God bless you. Thank you for listening. May you be wise. May you be humble enough to acknowledge that you were wrong. And I'm speaking directly to the pseudo-prophets out there. And may you be prayerful about the future of your country. Gino, if you got anything to say, the floor is yours. God bless everyone.
Gosh, Mike, I'll tell you what. I think you honestly spoke pretty much everything. I agree with totally what you've said. And I read a bit on John Piper and his situation. And obviously he's intellectual, but he's missing the whole spirit of what it means to support a president that supports faith-based values. There's no doubt next week on Election Day, there is one choice that supports our value. The church fought hard to get a pro-life Supreme Court justice on the court, said that churches were essential, and in Illinois, they pretty much tried to do everything to shut the Romanian church down, and many churches around our country in California. And the president came out and said churches were and are essential. He stuck his head above water a lot of times, even in the midst of tremendous blowback, persecution, the media constantly coming against him and his wife, at times his kids. And he's all stood with dignity. He's very dignified. I've heard him twice. I've been at two rallies. One invited by a senator to a rally in Wisconsin, and I can tell you that he's a wonderful speaker, and he totally will share at his rallies about defending the values that did make America great. So please consider strongly voting, and I think Mike articulated it well, the reasons to support President Trump. God bless you. Thank you for listening to the Light of Truth broadcast.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth with Michael Baldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you. They are all